Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Sorry about the delay. I'm about 5 minutes late, and so sorry about that. I'm just a little off this Sunday morning, but I believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to give me the strength and the Holy Spirit to have a successful radio show today in Jesus' name. Once again, my name is, your host today is Cedric Shabazz. This radio show is called Revolutionary Soul Talk Radio, but also BKA, also known as God Brother Radio, which is a division of God Brothers Entertainment, which consists of six or seven entertainment businesses. We are growing, so I'm just so ecstatic. I'm live from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, my home of 13 years. And today's, pretty much today's show is going to be called Special Show. It's called we're going to talk about the Willie Lynch letters, 1721. African-American slaves will be free by 2021. And for those who don't know who Willie Lynch is, I'm going to actually read some things that's to give you, have you be familiar about who Willie Lynch is. And to be honest with you, I've never heard of Willie Lynch until just a couple of years ago. And the thing about that is I'm a 48-year-old African-American man, and for me not, you know, by the time I was 45 or 46, and then I heard about these Willie Lynch letters, explained a lot of things to me that I didn't know, but it shouldn't take me to be almost a 50-year-old black man in America, African-American, to finally find out who Willie Lynch is. It tells you how black studies and black African-American history and history on our people is not talked about enough or not taught enough to our children. I should have been known about Willie Lynch letters as soon as I was at the age of reading. I believe every black boy and black girl, African-American kid should know who their history is by the time they're when they're about 6 years old. I believe that every African-American boy and girl should be taught African-American history, African history, and who they are, and who they are. I really actually think that I don't say that I believe that the public school system should be responsible for that. I think the parents should be responsible for that, but that goes to the nucleus of our problem. Most of our brothers and sisters are born into single households when the man is not there. And therefore, it's left on a sister to financially provide and to teach a black man how to be a black man, and a woman can't teach a man how to be a man. Now, if a man ain't there to teach a young boy how to be a man, he's going to be a lost boy with man physical attributes, without the neutering of a man, teaching them how to be a man, how to behave like a man. And that has been our biggest, biggest stepping stone as collectively as us as African-Americans. And but that is the really that is the result of slavery. Not to make excuse, but if any culture or race or nationality have ever had an enslavement of a historical enslavement in their culture, I mean, you think about it. Us African Americans, only our Hebrew brothers and sisters have a direct claim to being a slave. So, and I'm sure there's always been slaves from every culture. I'm sure that, you know, the biggest thing I hear about is, you know, if Africans were so intelligent, they wouldn't sold their slaves in the first place. They wouldn't have made the deal to the so-called European person. And, you know, that's true. Now, we got us African-Americans and black Americans have to admit that our own African brothers and sisters had sold us out from Africa. Now, we're not disputing that. So, you know, I'm not sitting here and trying to cause a European guilt or European-American guilt about us being slaves when our own Africans sold us into slavery. So, you know, I can honestly say that we have to take 50% responsibility of us, why we were being slaves, because we sold each other. But at the same time, just because, you know, we sold our own people to Europeans, that doesn't mean that the Europeans are guilt free. Doesn't mean that their hands are also does not have blood in it. Okay, yes, Africans, we have blood on our own hands for selling our own people, but also the European Americans have blood on their hands for making that deal and treating us the way they treated us by historical context of their own words and American history in the West Indies and wherever Africans had been enslaved around the world. And our Jewish brothers and Jewish sisters, their hands are not clean either, since they are known historical by fact to also have been the brokers and agents of the slave trade. So, you know, the way I look at it, we are all in the same boat, all under the same judgment by the same God. So let's talk about these Willie Lynch letters. I'm going to read, I guess this is, I'm going to say this is the true original version of the Willie Lynch letters, 1721, from the mouth of a plantation owner, slave owner, Willie Lynch. Gentlemen, I greet you here on the bank of the James River in the year of our Lord, 1712. First, I shall thank you, the gentlemen of the colony of Virginia, for bringing me here. I'm here to help you solve some of your problems with slaves. Your invitation reached me in my modest plantation in the West Indies, where I've experimented with some of the newest and still the oldest method for control of slaves. Ancient Rome would envy us if my program is implemented. As our boat sailed south on the James River, named for our illustrious King James, whose Bible we cherish, I saw enough to know that our problem is not unique. While Rome used cords or wood as crosses for standing human bodies along the whole highways in great numbers, you are here using the tree and the rope on occasion. I guess he's talking about lynching. I caught a whiff of a dead slave hanging from a tree a couple miles back, and you are losing valuable stock by hangings. You are having uprisings. Slaves are running away. Your crops are sometimes left in the fields too long for maximum profit. You suffer occasional fires. Your animals are killed. Gentlemen, you know what your problems are. I do not need to elaborate. I am not here to enumerate your problems. I'm here to introduce you to a method of solving them. In my bag, I have a foolproof method for controlling your slaves. I guarantee everyone of you that if installed, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or any overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among the slaves, and I take these differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes. These methods have worked on my modest plantation in the West Indies, and they will work throughout the little list of differences. And think about them. On the top of my list is age, but it is only there because it starts with an A. The second is color or shade. There is also intelligence, size, sex, size of plantation, attitude of owner, whether the slaves live in the valley, on a hill, east or west, or north or south, have fine or coarse hair, or is tall or short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline of action. But before that, I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust, and envy is stronger than adulation, respect, or admiration. The black slave, after receiving this indoctrination, shall carry on and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Don't forget, old black versus the young black males, and the young black male against the old black male. You must use the dark-skinned slaves versus the light-skinned slaves. You must use the female versus the male and the male versus the female. You must always have your servants and overseers distrust all blacks, but it is necessary, very necessary, that your slaves trust and depend on us. Gentlemen, these kits are your keys to control. Use them. Never miss an opportunity. My plan is guaranteed. And the good thing about this plan is that if you use intensely for 1 year, and I say 1 year, the slave will remain perpetually, perpetually distrustful. Willie Lynch, 1772. Now, this was written by the hands of Willie Lynch, a plantation owner, a slave owner in British West Indies in 1772. Now, he says that we are going for, he kind of predicted that about a minimum of 300 years, we will remain in slavery. And I think he really meant not as so much as physical slavery, but mental slavery. And I must agree that in this year 2015, our biggest hurdle collectively with African Americans is that we are subconsciously still slaves, mental slaves. And until we free our mind from the indoctrination of being mentally enslaved, we are not really free, say that we are free. We may be physical free and on paper and on legal according to the Constitution of the United States that had it to be amended for us to be considered as human beings instead of three-fifths of a human beings, or being we're considered humans now instead of animals or something to that effect. But that is the William Lynch letters of 1772. And, you know, 300 years, and I must correct myself. I had 21, but the correct year is 1712 I don't know. I still got to look up the actual date when he wrote this letter or when this letter was received by the Southern plantation owners in the United States of America in the South back in the day. So I'm not sure if it's 1772, 1721, or 1712. I will get the accurate year when I do some more studying. But I'm just going to use, for example, let's say it's 17. Let's say he said it's 1721. Let's just say for the sake that it's 1721. Well, 300 years from 1721 would be 2021. And if that is actually true, then we have about 5 or 6 more years left as slaves in America in our mind, according to William Lynch. But the good news is, if that's true, then 5 and 6 years, we will no longer be slaves in the mind, according to William Lynch. So, you know, those are questions that need to be asked. Once again, my name is Cedric Shabazz, host of the God Brothers Radio, live from Sin City, Las Vegas, on March 1st, the year 2015, and on this Sunday. Once again, let me elaborate on this show this morning. And once again, let me go give out the phone number. The phone number, if you want to call in and to elaborate, I have 10 minutes left on what you think about the Willie Lynch letters. Once again, the call-in number is 213-943-3508. Once again, the call-in number is 213-943-3508. Feel free to call in and discuss what I just talked and how we're still being affected today of being mental slaves and not even knowing it. But on my personal note on this, I kind of look at it this way. We have a long way to go, collectively as African Americans. To my knowledge, and I have to get my, and excuse me, I have to really, really get my facts straight. So if I miss some dates or some times or some years, forgive me, and maybe I should have done more due diligence. Matter of fact, I should have studied more about what I'm talking about today, so forgive me. I'm just kind of going what I know now. But let's just say, hypothetically, that Willie Lynch is right. Willie Lynch is right. But it, the same fact is, according to our history, and forgive me if I have my years wrong, we were emancipated from slavery in 1865 by the signing of Abraham Lincoln, to our knowledge. Now, 1865 or 1765, I should know which year it is. Excuse me, at this time I'm drawing a blank. But either way, let's just say we were emancipated in 1865 in the United States of America. To my knowledge, it took till 1867 or 1767, not 17, but I'm sure it's 1867, that slaves didn't even know they were free for 2 years in the state of Texas. In the state of Texas, the slaves were still, didn't know that they were legally free by the United States of America in 1865, but they didn't find out until 1867 in the state of Texas. So that tells you about how the South and each individual state pretty much thought that they were their own country at one time, that they were a union of southern states, a confederate under a considered themselves basically their own country, and basically they believed most European Americans at the time from the South believed that they had the God Christian right, and they're believing their white Jesus, blonde blue-eyed Jesus, their portrait of Michelangelo, to be honest with you, that they believed that they had the right to own slaves. They really did believe that it was their Christian right to own slaves. So therefore, I can't really be so hard-hearted against a people who really believe that they had the right to own slaves. Where my heart is tender out is that even if it's a historical fact that slavery has always existed on this earth, regardless if it's Africans or our Hebrew brothers and sisters or whatever a people have a history of being enslaved to any government, is a fact. Slavery is slavery, but there is a correct way that is written inside the Bible that says how you should deal with your slaves. And in most instances, when I did my study in the Christian slave master owner was only supposed to deal with his slaves in a non-harsh capacity, which means he was supposed to only have his slaves as indentured servants for 7 years. Then after 7 years, he was supposed to let that man or that woman have the right to be free, or that man and a woman had the right to sign a 7-year agreement to remain as an indentured servant for the next 7 years. Now, that is what slavery was supposed to be about. Slavery was not supposed to be about whipping people. Slavery was not supposed to be about selling their babies. Slavery was not supposed to be about raping their women. Slavery was not supposed to be about any of those evil actions that were done to African slaves on all continents of this earth by historical fact, by European and in some instances Arab slave owners in this world. Even in the Holy Quran, I've studied the Holy Quran, I've studied the Torah, and I studied the Bible. I to this day, I still study the three main religions of the world, Hebrew, or Judaism, if you want to call it, on Islam and Christianity. We have more in common as far as believing in one God than we have differences as far how we live daily in serving our one God. So, you know, I got 5 minutes left, and you know, the Willie Lynch letters explained a lot of things to me, and you know, it opened my eyes to a lot of things of why us African Americans collectively treat each other the way we do. I'm gonna say this: we are still slaves mentally. We have not freed our mind from being slaves. A lot of times we blame our slavery for our choices today. A lot of times we want to make that excuse not to better ourselves. And it's very understandable that we still have this attitude. This is what people don't understand. A lot of people in America that are not African American feel like we should just get over it, that we should not have an attitude, that we should just be thankful we're not in chains. And, you know, like a European American man told me one time, and so much in a professional way, he said, "I don't mean to be offensive, but you guys have been freed since 1865. So why are you still crying about what happened to you?" Because nobody wants to hear about slavery anymore, because there's an amount of guilt there. And of course, we cannot hold the European Americans' sons and daughters that had virtually nothing to do with slavery. We can't hold them accountable for what was done to us, but we also have to understand that our own Africans sold Africans into slavery. So we can't blame them 100%. Okay? We got to also take responsibility of that. We're all in this together. We're all guilty of slavery. We are all guilty of slavery. Africans are guilty of slavery. Europeans are guilty of slavery. And our Jewish brothers and sisters are guilty as being brokers and agents in the slave trade. So we're all dirty. Not one of us is better than the other in God's eyes. So let's get real. Okay, let's get real. We're all guilty. We're all sinners, and there's only one God. So no one has the right to tell, to point fingers on, you know, this and that and this and that. We're all guilty. Okay, I got 2 minutes left, and I'd like to thank you for listening to God Brothers Radio on this beautiful overcast Sunday morning, March 1st, 2015. I am your host, Cedric Shabazz of Revolutionary Soul Talk Radio, also known as God Brother Radio, live from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'd like to just put this out on the line. This is a personal note for me to my brothers and sisters of African American descent like myself. We have a long way to go. We've only been free since 1865. We've only had the right to vote collectively since 1965. 1965 is only about 50 years ago. I was born in 67. So when I was 2 years old, at that time, African Americans only had 2 years of any kind of say-so about collectively in the voting future. And that was only 50 years ago. So on that note, I would say to other people who are judging us collectively as far as African Americans, you have no right to judge us collectively. You have no right to judge us. You have no right to tell us that we should forget about what was done for us. You have no right to tell us that how to feel, how to act, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. You have your freedom, you have your liberty, you have your constitutional right of freedom of speech to tell us how you feel about anything, just like we do. The bottom line is, us African-American men and women are responsible for our own success and failure in the United States of America. So therefore, all African-Americans, men and women over 18 years old, have a duty and a responsibility to uplift every African American boy and girl out of poverty, into education, and into knowledge of self, of who they are, where they're going, and what they should be expected of them. I thank you once again My name is Cedric Chabaz, and if you'd like to continue to support God Brothers Radio, please go to Zazzle, ZAZZLE.com/ Cedric Chabaz, CedricShabazz, and purchase a hat, a shirt, a postcard, or anything. I thank you once again. God bless, and God bless.